So any comments on some of the clinical research data that's come out with TAS-102, Eric? Maybe you can review what we learned from the TERRA study and the RECOURSE trial.
Well, the TERRA study was a randomized study in Asian patients, where chemo-refractory patients were randomized between placebo and TAS-102, where also in Asian patients, the benefit was seen. And then the other study was further analysis, subgroup analysis of the RECOURSE study, which is the original registration study, global study, in which we have been looking at some further safety signals, subgroups analysis, and in which really it was shown that in fit patients, good condition and so on, patients eligible for the trial, these patients benefited from trifluridine tipiracil. And that's also shown in this PRECONNECT study. This is a large analysis. A phase 3b study was presented at ESMO GI last year, where in an early access in a larger patient population, the efficacy as well, especially as the safety aspects, were confirmed. No new signals were found. Good tolerance. The main toxicity is some hematologic toxicity, but very low febrile neutropenia, and then a low number of patients with fatigue and diarrhea.
Well, is any comment about the correlation between neutropenia and benefit from TAS-102? When you see your patients dropping their white count, do you feel better about it?
You know, I think there's been multiple studies that have looked at this toxicity-efficacy relationship, and whether or not you're just kind of ruling out that you're accidentally underdosing, you know, or whether or not there's really any kind of mechanistic connection, I don't know. But, you know, I often tell patients, when patients are often worried about dose reductions, I say to them, look, we know we're not going too high. We're coming down to a dose you can tolerate. In a way, it's kind of reassuring. But it's not like I start celebrating in the halls when I see someone with neutropenia.
This concludes our program. Subsequent to these proceedings, on February 22, 2019, based on the data from the Phase 3 TAGS trial, the FDA approved TAS-102 for patients with metastatic gastric or gastroesophageal junction adenocarcinoma previously treated with at least two prior lines of chemotherapy and, if appropriate, HER2 new targeted therapy. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special spin-off program from a Satellite CME Symposium held during the recent GI Cancer Symposium.